Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, November 7th, 2014, and on today's podcast, we're going to remember and discuss the Berlin Wall, a topic well worth discussing since the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall is this Sunday, November 9th, 2014. Celebrations are planned in Berlin and several other cities across Germany. In fact, celebrations have been going on since October in Germany. When the Berlin Wall fell, it took with it a system of oppression that has been responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people and for the enslavement of many more, so its demise is cause for celebration. It seems appropriate, then, to look at the history of the wall and the role played by two American presidents in its eventual fall. At the end of World War II, Germany was divided into four zones, as was Berlin: the American zone, the British zone, the French zone, and the Soviet zone. Berlin happened to lie completely within the Russian zone, so you had this city closed off and in the Soviet zone, divided itself into zones. But in particular, it was divided into the Soviet zone, or East Berlin, and the Western zone, or West Berlin. The city was cut off and surrounded. The Soviet military set up monitoring of the boundary and initially required East German people to get a government pass to travel to the West. Quite often, these passes were not forthcoming. Then they split East Berlin into a separate currency zone. East and West Germany had different currencies. And in 1948, in an effort to squeeze the West into conceding all of Berlin, they blockaded the city, nothing in or out. So the Americans began the Berlin Airlift to supply those in West Germany with food to keep them from starving. The blockade and the airlift lasted about 1 year, and then it ended. In 1952, the Soviets closed all borders except the border between East and West. When I say all borders, I mean the borders between their satellite states across the Soviet Empire. The Soviets then required a restricted pass for East Germans to travel to the West. Restricted means that only people who were politically acceptable could travel. This made it very difficult for the German people, as families were divided. Some owned businesses in the West but lived in the East. Families lived apart from each other, and so forth. Then finally, in 1961, all border crossing points were closed. The wall was completed. Travel was no longer permitted. Families were separated from each other, sometimes for decades. The world was in the darkest days of the Cold War, with fears of nuclear annihilation on everyone's minds. Nikita Khrushchev was leader of the Soviet Union, a tough-minded man from the peasant class of the Soviet Union. He was troubled by the fact that the U.S. had installed nuclear missiles in Turkey, only about 150 miles across the Black Sea from his summer home. He decided to test the new American president, John Kennedy, by secretly installing nuclear ICBMs with a 1,000-mile range in Cuba, only 90 miles from the United States and well within the range of Washington, D.C. Berlin was always a factor in everything that happened, and President Kennedy feared Khrushchev would use the Cuban crisis for a military invasion of Berlin, which would provoke nuclear war with the West. President Kennedy decided to go to West Berlin and give a speech reassuring the Berliners and the German people in general of American support. He spoke outside, and his speech was broadcast all over Germany through loudspeakers and on radio. Hundreds of thousands of East Berliners heard him speak live. Even though it was banned, East Germans could still hear him as he spoke to them in German and famously said, "Today in the world of freedom, The proudest boast is, I am a Berliner, even though I can't deliver them with the same eloquent voice of John Kennedy. Let me quote a few lines from his speech. Quote, there are many people in the world who really don't understand, or say they don't, what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin. There are some who say that communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin. And there are some who say, in Europe and elsewhere, we can work with the communists. Let them come to Berlin. There are even a few who say that it is true that communism is an evil system, but it permits us to make economic progress. Let them come to Berlin. Freedom has many difficulties, and democracy is not perfect, but we have never had to put up a wall to keep our people in, to prevent them from leaving us. I want to say on behalf of my countrymen who live many miles away on the other side of the Atlantic, who are far distant from you, that they take the greatest pride that they have been able to share with you, even from a short distance, the story of the last 18 years. End quote. Well, President Kennedy did not see the wall come down, of course. That did not happen for 26 more years. And when he gave the speech, he had less than 5 months to live. The Soviet Union continued trying to hold its empire together for 26 more years after Kennedy's speech. Khrushchev was replaced by a series of hardline leaders, Leonid Brezhnev, from 1964 to 1982, then a couple of KGB officers for a short time each, Yuri Andropov and Konstantin Chernenko. For a while, these men would send tanks into satellite countries whenever the slightest spark of reform or freedom was seen. But the Soviet Union was rapidly going bankrupt. The satellite countries would all collapse without Soviet subsidies, and they had no more money to subsidize them. In 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev became premier of Russia. He saw what was happening and set about to remedy it, to do something to save what was left of the Soviet system. He told the satellites he could no longer subsidize them. President Reagan, with the cooperation of the Saudis, squeezed the price of oil lower and lower, thus damaging the Soviet economy further and further. The satellite countries, starting with Hungary, started to break away, and free market reform started to creep in. Hungary took down their fence and allowed free travel between their country and others. No Russian tanks appeared in their cities. President Reagan went to Berlin and gave his own speech. Mr. Gorbachev, he said, tear down this wall. Gorbachev held secret meetings with American diplomats, and he made a handshake deal with President Reagan. The deal said the wall would come down, the satellites would be free, and NATO would not push into the Soviet satellite countries. November 9, 1989, the gates separating the cities of East and West Berlin were breached. Hundreds of thousands of people poured through. The wall came down, and Germany was again united. There's a sizable piece of the Berlin Wall on display at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Go by and look at it sometime. When the wall fell, the Soviet Union fell. Communism fell. Collectivism fell. Command economies fell. Secret police fell. It is only now the West seems intent on bringing them back. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.